From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Lawyers say it's the first settlement of its kind. Today, Riggs Bank, here in Washington, agreed to pay $8 million to alleged victims of the Augusto Pinochet regime in Chile. Surviving victims of torture, as well as family members of people who were killed or who disappeared during Pinochet's rule, have been seeking restitution, and they argued that Riggs Bank helped Pinochet conceal his wealth from them. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Today's settlement was announced in Madrid, where a combined criminal and civil case against Augusto Pinochet began 7 years ago. It came from the same Spanish judge, Baltasar Garzón, who issued an international arrest order for Pinochet in 1998. Garzón had since tried to freeze Pinochet's assets so his victims could seek compensation. A U.S. Senate investigation last summer revealed one reason it may have been hard to find Pinochet's money. The investigators said they found evidence Riggs Bank helped Pinochet move deposits it was holding for him, making it harder for people to track his money. The bank, for example, changed the names on Pinochet's accounts, referring to him only by his initials or by his mother's name. Last month, Riggs pled guilty to charges it had failed to report suspicious transactions in bank accounts and agreed to pay a $16 million fine. With today's settlement, Riggs agreed to pay an additional $8 million to a fund representing Pinochet's victims. $8 million is the amount of Pinochet's deposits the fund directors believe Riggs was holding at the time the freeze order took effect. With Riggs' help, Pinochet was apparently able to withdraw that money before anyone could get to it, so Riggs is agreeing to pay the $8 million from its own funds. Samuel Buffon is a lawyer representing Pinochet's victims in this case.
All bankers now are on notice that if they deal with known human rights violators and they act to conceal the wealth of those violators, that they're going to be held responsible for that concealment, and their own pockets, their own coffers, are going to be stripped to pay for their complicity in concealing those funds.
In other cases, victims of human rights violations have gone after governments blamed for those abuses and gotten restitution. Buffon says what's different in this case is the victims sought compensation from the individual they held responsible.
It sends out a strong message to human rights violators around the world, that there really is no place not only to hide personally, but to hide their wealth.
In addition to the $8 million Riggs has agreed to pay as a bank, two bank directors and prominent stockholders, Joseph and Robert Albritton, are to pay an additional $1 million. In return, the class of victims agrees to drop any complaints against the bank. Riggs spokesman Mark Hendricks today had only the briefest comment about the court order.
The court's order speaks for itself. This puts the matter behind the institution.
Putting this matter behind was clearly a priority for Riggs. Just this month, a deal was announced under which Riggs would be bought by a larger bank, PNC Financial Services. Last month's settlement with the U.S. government paved the way for that deal. PNC had made it clear it wanted Riggs' legal troubles resolved before it took over the bank. John Dinges of Columbia University and the author of a book on Pinochet titled The Condor Years says Riggs had been badly tainted in Latin America and in the international community by its association with Pinochet.
I'm struck by their willingness to pay this settlement to the human rights victims, because clearly that's showing that we, meaning Riggs, we want to show that we're on the right side of these important moral issues. It seems this is the cost of recovering their reputation.
Under the settlement announced today, Riggs agrees to hand over documents pertaining to how Pinochet was moving his money around. That information could lead to other banks, which could then find themselves facing complaints similar to that prepared against Riggs. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.